Welcome back to Freight Waves Now, this carrier update. Donnie, going to look here at rejection rates across modes. Really seeing van rejections move higher. That one doesn't surprise me given the colder weather, right? Because you're from a van, right now you have protect from freeze measures as cold as it got across, what, the Southeast to Midwest. You're just, you're going to end up rejecting it because you can't cover it because people put these measures in.
Further north, this Arctic weather coming in, it was well into the negatives.
Yeah.
Up in the areas of Minnesota, I'm talking, you know, negative 25, negative 35.
Yeah.
There was some really, really cold weather that came in. But in the Southeast, it was not necessarily the coldness that's putting this down. It's the fact that trucks are backed up, trucks are shut down for a day or two, and they can't deliver and they can't pick up. And
yeah, it's the knock-on effects of a network.
Yeah. And like I say, they took the smaller markets here, and I'll show you here. Right quick, let's just go through. Drive in, almost, you know, this is like Christmas time,
mm-hmm.
rejection rates. Reefer is in red here, up to 9.33%, flatbed up to 8.24%. So a little bit of effect here on those picking up as well, all three affected. And that's mainly because freeways were shut down. If we go to the map here, this is what I was talking about. A lot of your big markets, I mean, you had some small increases, which is about the average increase, maybe, you know, 0.25, 0.5 increases in some of these, maybe some of the larger markets, but you know, Atlanta down slightly here, but they kept the gas pretty much on these bigger markets mm-hmm. here. Dallas, Fort Worth, Chicago, Indianapolis, Columbus. They kept accepting freight because yeah. they knew that nobody else could get it. When bad weather rolls through, if you can't get it, nobody else really can either.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well just accept it and just work it back through and get it back in your system. Because yeah. right now, with volumes dropping, you need as much freight as you can, so just take it.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing here, and it doesn't surprise me, is you see the West Coast. I mean, some of this is, what's today, the 17th? So, I mean, you're well past the holiday, but then you had a holiday this week, too, right? Monday.
Yeah.
But they didn't get the bad weather on the West Coast.
And rejection rates are down because they're just
going. Yeah, yeah. You might as well. Say you're in Dallas, right? You have the option. I can go up into Chicago and deal with going through area earlier this week. You had the option to go to west
yeah.
to LA or to Chicago. Deal with the weather or you head to LA. Yeah, it's a little further, but you're not dealing necessarily with the weather that you're feeling across Missouri and Illinois.
Got snow.
Yeah, so, in Memphis.
This band came across through here. So all this, I-40 had some craziness going on mm-hmm. as well. So it affected all these lanes going north, south. So if you're in Dallas, you better head west.
Yep.
If you're in Atlanta, you probably want to head south, but not really. The rates could get worse.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you go north, you're going to get caught up in this. And the problem is, as you go for the north, as you get close to it, it's going to be a sheet of ice, and then you get into the snow. And that sheet of ice is where everybody's having the trouble.
Yeah.
Or if you get there a day later, that snow's been packed down, especially in the Southeast. Our snow packs down to ice real fast.
Yes.
And even though you're driving 80,000-pound truck, it does not get a lot of traction on ice. So we had a lot of wrecks. DOT sent something out late last night. If you're in this area, please do not get out of your house unless you absolutely have to. One of our local tow truck companies, Mr. Fuller, our CEO, posted this. Shannon Yates, the Yates family, know them very well. They posted something this morning saying, do not go west out of Chattanooga on the freeways. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get out of Chattanooga heading west, that's where it turns to ice.
Yep.
And they shut their tow trucks down because it was just too dangerous.
Yeah, that's something you don't see very often, if at all, right?
And in an area like Chattanooga, it shuts us down.
Yep.
So when we come back, we'll update these again on Friday and see what happens with rejection rates between now and Friday. So hopefully they'll continue to rise.
Awesome stuff, Donnie. As always, thank you again for the update. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee Nix.